Blog Talk Radio. My final stop lies in Senegal, where I realize that home is beneath my feet. This interactive experience opens up a world of non-biased seating within the audience and sparks a deeper conversation of the similarities of home that defy race and status. This podcast is my way of archiving my findings. After this, I will be heading to Instagram Live, where I will interview a Baltimore native artist, in order to give a more roundabout understanding or perspective of Baltimore. But a few things to keep in mind before we talk here tonight is that I speak from a place of experience and not expertise. I do not know everything, and nor do I pretend to. I just know what I have experienced. I'm creating this space to express things that may or may not be the norm. If it resonates, it resonates. And also, I am here to bring a voice to those unheard. Some of the greatest people I have met have been in bodegas, taxis, bus stops, etc. Last but not least, you can support this platform by donating to my Cash App or Venmo, $SanShell Brown, at SanShell Brown for Venmo. And that would be greatly appreciated, but not necessarily necessary. All right? So tonight is episode 7, and I feel kind of rusty because I feel like going into the new year, there was this big old shift of energy, and now I'm jumping into this next plane of life where I'm like, okay, what's next? Now, we know that the new year is with the spring equinox, but there is a collective energy that is moving in a place of transformation, and in this time, I feel like I'm just trying to get myself back adjusted and back on track with all the goals and things that I'm trying to accomplish. So, y'all, just give me, you know, I beg my pardon for all my rustiness tonight. But this is episode 7, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the number 7, which is, according to Google, is both deep and wide. It is not satisfied with simple explanations and surface-level information. It's not satisfied with frivolous things. It knows that the real gold is buried deep and will not stop until it finds it. And then it'll keep digging for more, asking questions, researching, listening, and sensing are all special skills the 7 uses in its search for awareness. Through spirituality, though spirituality is especially important to the number 7, it takes a more intellectual approach to life than an emotional one. It is an analytical number that enjoys gathering and filtering through information to find answers. Still, it has more powerful intuition than you might expect, which it uses as a guide. This combination of consciousness and subconscious thinking allows the mind of the numerology number 7 to shine a light into the very deepest realm to access hidden truth. Boom. If I can't say that that is not on cue and on time and on point with where I am personally on my journey, then I don't know what else to tell you. So, yes, this is the theme of tonight, is that we are digging deep and we're going to find our gold. Tonight's topic is territorial boundaries create blockages. Now, let's take a collective breath before I go into this. And it's funny because I wanted to talk about this before I saw all that was happening on Capitol Hill today. So let's just take a deep collective breath so we can move through this smoothly. All right. So tonight's topic is territorial boundaries create blockages. Now, some people may see Baltimore as a war zone, as a wire. You know, that's something that I always hear when I tell people I'm from Baltimore. The first thing they say is, can you say two? Say two. And then they also say, is it like the wire? And I'm here to tell y'all that no, it is no, it's not all like the wire. Just like every place has its parts and it's bad and it's good, or it's pretty or funded and unfunded. You know, Baltimore has its parts that maybe are not that pleasing to the eye. But I wanted to talk a little bit about how this place has come to be, has had a perspective of being like a war zone or something that is negative, and we've kind of created these territories within these cities, which has kept us divided, and it really has sucked the spirit, that the original spirit that I feel that was here before. Now, I wasn't around physically in the 70s. I was not yet born, or the 80s, but there is an energy that still kind of lingers in the air, and I feel like we're losing it because we're so divided against ourselves. So these last couple of weeks, I've been visiting the old and new within my city, and it never seems to amaze me that all of the hidden gems that are here are literally sitting right in front of our faces. Recently, I had the privilege to sit in the living room of my childhood dance teacher, Mr. Morgan Branch, the Bird, as he told me many stories of the legends who walked the pavements of Baltimore. And I learned of the many acts who passed through Baltimore on their way to New York. My mother actually told me this before. He told me that Baltimore was the gateway for many people. If they could make it here, then they knew they could make it in New York City. My mother even told me about James Brown's first attempt to come and perform for Baltimore, where he was booed off the stage, honey. I learned that Pennsylvania Avenue has always had the hustler's energy, except now it's all turned for the worse. This mysterious place that I've held near and dear gives me small pieces to the puzzle every time I inquire or visit there. I wonder, what could life be like if art lived here again? Sometimes I imagine doing a huge artist pop-up shop on Pennsylvania Avenue. But the thing about it is, because of the increase of crime and all of the things that have been happening for so many years, that has layered such a thick energy of just ratchetry. I don't know how successful that could be, but it could also be a way to keep the peace. This city is a land of territory, with many hovering over their spots, making it hard to infiltrate. And maybe that's why gentrification has taken so long to take over, but it has also not completely not happened. I mean, I've been talking to y'all about the different places that are being gentrified, including the world-famous Lexington Market, that is taking place right now, where everything is just shifting and it's becoming very bleak, and we're losing the tenacity, but I'm thinking more like we're losing the seasoning, the flavor, the architecture, the originality that the city holds. I've noticed this in the past 2 years as I've taught my Afro Club dance class. So my Afro Club dance class is a cross combination of African dance and Baltimore Club, and I began teaching this class about almost now 6 years ago, and I noticed right away that when I wanted to step back into this genre of dancing, so to speak, because I have been training in dancing for many years, but I decided to relearn this skill of Baltimore Club dance and to get with the people in the community, because I believe that a lot of these urban dances, they are not separate from the culture. So you have to go, and you have to go to the parties, you have to go to the ciphers. sometimes, you know, you may need to battle. Now, you know, need is all relative, but you may need to battle to in order to be able to show your guns and show who you are, so to speak. But I've noticed how, just like in the city, there are territories. You got east side, you got over west, over east, right? You have all these corners of the city where people kind of have their spot, and this is where they are, and this is who I am, and I am the kingpin of this or the queen, whatever, and that's that, you know. And it's really hard for anybody to try to come in and to learn anything. And though I do admire that about people here, I also feel that these boundaries are causing, these territorial boundaries are causing blockages. And what I mean by that is, as I started to try to go into the community and get with people who I knew who were doing the thing, who were doing Baltimore Club, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to bring my West African expertise. You can bring your Baltimore Club. There was a lot of territorial activity and just, like, shunning me out. Some people just straight up, like, just would not respond to me, right? Just so many things happen, and it could become very discouraging at times. And what I have witnessed over the years, I just kept going, and I had to just figure it all out. I'm not going to say all on my own, but I had to figure a lot of things out on my own, a lot of things out of trial and error. A lot of those same people are now starting to come back around, and now they want to collaborate, and now they want to do this and do that. So I'm not speaking on this because I'm butthurt about it, but I am looking at the way that we interact, and I'm seeing how we are blocking our own blessings or our own opportunities by being so territorial and being so stuck on one little piece of an almost an illusion that we think that we have. Now, I don't think that these boundaries are healthy, and I don't think that they're helping us. As I have gotten deeper into this practice, and now that I've been able to come back home and collaborate with different amazing artists here, there's a lot of drama that comes with the world and things like that, and a lot of times people like agonizing feeling that I feel against the Baltimore City dance community, where it just seems like we don't ever really get what we are supposed to get. But then the thing is, we have to question who we are. Who is the we that never gets what we want to get? Be crediting us for taking the richness out of us. We're not even united. We're fighting against each other. We're putting each other down. We're telling each other, oh, we're you know, going through all of the motions just so we don't collaborate with each other. We're not exercising proper ways to communicate with each other when it's like, hey, I'm feeling this or I'm not feeling it. And that has caused this really big problem and a rift in our community. So I'm coming to you all right now as a dancer, as an advocate for this dance form, as an advocate for my hometown, returning home and now being in a place where we are starting to get recognition. We are starting to get people who are crediting us and saying, this came from Baltimore, these dancers came from Baltimore. We want to hire dancers that actually come from the place. We want to actually have that be a part of what we are doing, and we want to actually credit it. Are we going to demolish this from being crabs in a barrel? Are we going to demolish this by being territorial and blocking ourselves off? When are our boundaries unhealthy? And when can we reunite again in solidarity? The one thing that I really appreciated about artists in the past, I'm not saying that they did not have their own things and they didn't go against, but those who were a part of the Black Renaissance, there was a sense of unity. There was a sense of, we're going to come up together. You know, there was a sense of, okay, well, I got this feature, I'm going to put you on, and then we're going to, you know, then we're going to go ahead and get to the Apollo, and we're going to go ahead and do this. That's what I sense. That's what I have heard amongst a lot of mentors that I've had on my journey, and that's what I sense. But we have seemed to lost this art. So I'm calling you all who are listening, who are part of this great city, who are part of this great community of Baltimore Club. It's time for us. All right. So that's all I have for you all tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. Come check me out at 7 o'clock on Instagram Live as I interview an amazing Baltimore artist. Be More Tasty, who has a amazing food blog that she is beginning and she has been revving up and doing. I'm going to be interviewing her on Instagram Live at 7 p.m. If you do not catch it. And that's it. But remember that home is beneath your
lying on the sidewalk, holding in the rain.